first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Korn asks, when is a citizen not a citizen?
In 1910, my grandfather emigrated from Russia to the U.S. to escape the Tsar's 20-year military conscription for Jews. He was naturalized, and so by law, his children were U.S. citizens. He was manager of Kresge's in Toledo, Ohio, and was transferred to Kresge's in London, Ontario in 1914 at the onset of the Great War. There in Canada, my Aunt Rose was born. Grandpa's name was Teitelbaum, and a Canadian woman complained to Kresge's, "How can you have a German as a manager?" My grandfather wrote an editorial explaining that he was not a German, but a Jew. Kresge's promptly fired him. So he returned to Toledo with his burgeoning family, and life went on. Aunt Rose was a munitions worker during World War II, an organizer for civil rights, a Vietnam anti-war activist. She has voted in every election and now lives on Social Security. When she recently applied for an ID card at the DMV, they questioned her birth in Canada and asked for her naturalization papers. She has none. That's how, at age 91, my Aunt Rose found that according to new immigration law, she is not a citizen. And what's more, without proper documents, she can't attend her son's upcoming wedding, which will be held on an international cruise ship at dock in Florida. Rosie doesn't lose sleep over this nonsense. She just shrugs and says, "Never mind, I'll just sneak on board as a waitress." I think maybe it's this attitude that explains her long,
hardy life. Rosie, keep on keeping on.
Lori Korn is a writer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.